Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening. I still hear music. I'm sorry. James Scott McKillop, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm glad that you're cluing in with the chat room. That's great. But share what you want. And we're hoping that you could talk about what you know about water and municipal water systems, if you looked into that and if it's in water.
I would say it's in the water. I would say it's in the digital water solutions. I would say it's I would say that a lot of the monitoring system is through the water system. I spoke to someone involved with, like, I've never heard of digital water solutions until I was looking at the IEC stuff. When I looked into that, according to them, like, it's in all the water systems. I don't know how true they're being with a lot of their stuff. Like, they're literally admitting to coastal, they're admitting to all the water systems. They talk of, I guess the water is going to be used with this digital twin technology. I did meet a person involved in the water here in Ontario, and he denied this stuff at first. But when I asked him how he can deny working for, when I brought up digital water solutions, he sort of had started admitting stuff then. He kept saying, oh, we're not totally there yet. We're not totally there yet. According to digital water solutions, they've been there for a while.
Yeah,
I would say it's not only in the tap water, it's in the bottled water. I haven't personally checked the water, but they are definitely using graphene oxide in the water. Now, they'll say it's a cleaning process and stuff. It doesn't seem that way to me, but the fact of the matter is that they are admitting it's in the water and that it's in the air. I don't want to scare anybody not to drink water, but they should probably, if they're worried about this, they also admit, like, this 3D printing was, like, literally the science of COVID. It was in the masks, it was in the swabs, it was in the sanitizer, it's in everything. And now they're admitting the water and, like I say, the food and supplements. Don't know how to avoid this if it's in the water and our soil is affected by this. I don't know even if growing foods can stop this. I'm not a farmer. I don't. I would imagine it's a lot better than getting the products from, say, Nestle, but I really don't know how to avoid any of this, especially being in Ottawa. Because, like, I guess the smart cities, according to them, are completely affected by this. Now, I know there's smart cities in, like, smart neighborhoods and stuff that aren't cities, but it seems the water is definitely affected. I know that's not very hopeful for anyone, but
it's good to know. Numerican in the chat says biodigital convergence goes far beyond the vaccine issue, and that's what
definitely.
You know. Yeah, and thank you for bringing all this information to us, and boots on the ground in your bookstore. You've said, you know, you are having great success with showing flyers, showing documents, and affecting people even that have been you know, that are cognitive dissident and have gotten all these shots to turn around and just say, let's just look at the digital currency. Let's just look at the economy and how it will affect you. And that presentation and that spiel that you come up with is really potent. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of ways I talk about this. Sometimes I just ask somebody if they want to see something scary. Majority say yes. I have found that the economy stuff works a bit better. I don't know about a bit better, but it people are definitely interested in that. Everyone's heard of crypto. Everyone's heard of social credit scores. Someone pays in cash, I tell them, ask them if they know it's going cashless. Majority say no. Majority say yes, but they don't think it's going to happen for about 10 years. Then I show them the next digital economy on our government website. I show them central bank digital currency from the Bank of Canada and from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve started a 12-week pilot project back in November. We're now in the third phase of that pilot project. People are very surprised to hear this because their banks certainly aren't telling them. And once I get them interested in that, I'll show them the COVID foresight document on our government website. I scroll down. According to Policy Horizons, it's the document that's supposed to encourage conversation regarding COVID and the possible shifts and implications that it could cause. And the driving force is in that it says health, economy, next digital economy, and future of work, da-da-da-da-da. They're usually very interested at this point. That's when I scroll down to our health and show them that these, how does Policy Horizons word it? Just wait, I should know this by off my head. But they word it that the COVID foresight, I'll get it right from them. So I'm on the COVID foresight policy now, or it says, sorry, it's foresight on COVID-19, possible shifts and implications. Says it's intended to encourage conversation about what is changing, what plausible futures may arise. If we go down to the driving forces, it says health, economy, next digital economy, and future work, socioeconomic, environment, governance, and international governance. Now, I've already got them interested in this economy. They're very interested to hear it's coming regarding COVID. I then scroll down to our health, and at the bottom of our health is where they admit the biodigital stuff. They say best practices to identify, isolate, and treat COVID-19 could prove invaluable in responding to intentional introduction of a synthetic biology pathogen. Policy Horizons Biodigital Convergence Report explores the broader context in which we might experience and manage bio risks and opportunities. Then I open that up and show them the economy on there. By this time, they're very interested before this, but when they see full physical integration between biologies to change human beings, our bodies, minds, and behaviors, and then see an economy, they're very interested in this, and they're very, very surprised they don't know about it. Most can see that there's no ethics involved just because they don't know about it. The majority of people are definitely questioning these documents. I've even gotten some of the best productive feedback from the people farther ahead in the program. Couple of people, I know one person has taken four shots and they've talked about, that there should be an ethics committee to watch this group. If we were doing that in our communities, I think it would have to start in our communities, that we might be able to slow this down to at least where everybody's informed it's happening, and the ones that want it to try to maybe slow this down or stop it. An ethics committee can do a number of things. We could focus on the infrastructure of smart cities in our government, and that at the municipal level. Could do a number of other things too, but I think that would be the best start. That's just my opinion on it. The fact that they're waking up with the information and very interested in it is, I'm very happy, very pleased to see that. There are a couple people that are nervous to look at it, but it's usually the people involved in the science, believe it. The people that come in here for science books, they seem to want to avoid it. I wouldn't be surprised if they know about it somewhat. They definitely know about CRISPR. They don't seem to know. Some deny it was in the shots and stuff, but the only real problem I'm having with anybody is people seem to be involved in the science. And it's not all of them either. But if we were focused on an ethics committee and people could see that the science community doesn't want to talk about this, I think that could work to benefit us.
Yeah, absolutely, because let me just interject. I mean, you know, we've already had plenty of exposure to these mad scientists that'll do anything for these dark forces, you know, people that are Satanists, who knows, you know, but they certainly, you know, don't want our God-given rights protected or our God-given biology. They want to, you know, X out the soul and turn us into, you know, the whole bio-digital convergence, crazy stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that, yeah, I think an ethics thing is really important, because what people have learned, you know, from the COVID shot is that they weren't well-tested and everyone was lying and making tons of money going to the bank. You know, everyone was being paid off all the way down the line, you know, from the hospitals, the doctors, to the insurance companies, you know, you name it. So I think that's a really good point that you made. We do have a caller. Are you open to taking a call?
Of course.
Okay, we have Francis in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Francis.
Hey, folks, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh, what was that?
Hey, how you doing, Francis?
And I'm here, I think, so far. several sentiments for you. One, since the material in part for the shot jab themselves, there's a prospect of being able to use magnets in order to help contend with the physiology and so forth to help counteract, but that's kind of a superficial scenario, depending on the individual for that matter, but something that could be contemplated. However, the I think my question would be, a two-part scenario is, one, having to make sure that one is making sure that the water supply they are using, which is questionable in the city, but if you're out in the country, that's another story altogether. You can generally tell if the water supply is decent or not, or non-tainted. But I'm wondering if as far as the food stock is concerned and the seed stock is concerned for the food supply, whether or not the organic version compared to the conventional version would still be viable or tainted or contaminated or whatever, since that standard for organic tends to be watered down for like the last 10 to 15, 20 years since the mid-90s or so, which was, I think, well before they opened up Pandora's box when they unraveled the human genome, for that matter. So I'm curious as to your sentiments about all this.
So, sorry, could you repeat the question again? Like, are you asking me if I have no idea, if, like, as for the water supply?
Right. Well, for one thing,
I don't know if it's affecting the country. Sorry.
As far as the water supply goes, I'm contemplating that the water supply in the city would be very different than out in the country, in the rural areas, because of fluoridation, because of chlorine and other elements being added to it, as far as the water supply goes, to the point that people have to use bottled water instead, ironically, probably distilled water, and hopefully not being tainted.
Yeah. I didn't know about the water supply until I started looking at the IEC stuff. From their documents, like, they're showing coastal, they're showing, they also show cloud seeding and geoengineering.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
Right, because cloud seeding, geoengineering, it all gets in the groundwater. There is a differentiation between these magnetic liquids that are 3D printed and nanotechnology, but all of it is getting into our bodies.
And the question would remain
is, how does 3D printing is nanotechnology? According to the NIH, the 3D printing is like graphene oxide.
Right.
I don't know what they're using as for, like, their cloud seeding and geoengineering, but I imagine it's the same stuff.
Right.
I'm definitely not 100% certain on that.
Right.
I'm just learning about the water stuff now,
yeah.
But they do say they're like immunobiosensors, is how they word it. And I would hope that the country is a lot safer than the city. I plan on, like, if this can't be slowed down in any way, shape, or form, I'm heading out to the country. I'm just hoping that will help the situation, but I'm definitely not 100% certain on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then I have a question in retrospect, and that would be, how does one go about, even if they had been contaminated with this aspect to affect their biological system, how would one go about, either way, going about making sure their system is clear of such, or preventing it from permeating into their biological system, into their body?
Well, I can respond. Go ahead, James. Do you have an idea? Well, I would comment because I can't hear anybody else talking. But I've been listening to Tony Pantoliano.
I can comment here.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I can comment. I would say, like, although they're putting the smart cities and stuff at the, like, it seems to be at the forefront of this new internet, they also, like I say, I'm looking at an IEC document now, and they bring up smart farming, they bring up cellular agriculture, molecular farming. I know there's some smart farming going on in the country. I'm not sure of how much. They bring up, like, I'm looking at a document now that says geoengineering at the IEC, and it brings up cellular agriculture. Then it shows this document of coastal. I guess there's things called misting vessels in our coastal water systems, and this they talk about orbital mirrors and then they have planes going across saying they're dropping sulfur aerosols My guess is that they also bring up biochar production too, and genetic engineering of reflective crops. I guess these pumping stations, and they do say deep ocean here. Pumping station transfers CO2 to the ground in deep ocean. Unfortunately, I'm looking at these documents, I would think it would be in the country's water too. They even have, what year does that say? They bring up 2017 this was going on. So it's been going on for a long time. It's been going on, that's when they are talking, these sensors are in the water. I still would hope that they got in here environmental monitoring. Once again, they're showing the water supply. I would say this environmental monitoring from what, it says Digital Water Solutions here again. Wherever those Digital Water Solutions are, I would guess the water's been tainted. But like I say, I'm not 100% sure of that. I'm definitely not 100%. Oh, yeah, they got underwater sensors network. They also got an underwater sensors network, and that seems to be coastal, too. I can provide you the PDF if you want of the PDF, what I'm looking at right now. Just wait, give me one second.
While you're looking for that, I'm just going to talk a bunch. I am familiar with the precision agriculture in this country, and that involves sensors for plants, water control, moisture, all of that GPS type stuff. But all John Deere tractors have GPS global satellite, and it is interconnected with the grid. Same with water meters, the Badger water meter. Those go into municipalities because it can be it's frequency related, and that is Wi-Fi, the smartphones, all of it. It goes with the tech, but how that integrates with our bodies that have been polluted with all this crap coming down, I just see that this is a full spectrum dominance, and it goes. Oh, are you ready, James?
Sorry? I'm trying to get the. I have to sign up here. Sorry.
Okay. That's fine. I can just give another comment from the chat while you're doing that. Brian in the chat says, even with your limited exposure to governance that has replaced communism and capitalism, and it's called communitarianism, it's requiring this technology to implement. And he wanted, it's obvious to everyone how the technology and technocracy is interrelated with this full spectrum international dominance of communitarianism.
Yes, I would agree. Are you seeing that? Are you able to see that PDF I just put in the chat?
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
That's what I was just looking at.
Okay.
I find that very interesting, the stuff that they're showing there. I would hope what they're saying is not all true, but so far they seem to be pretty honest about this. I don't know. It is coming from the Army, too. You got to realize this. Our militaries are definitely involved in this. Especially when it gets into this biosurveillance system that they're talking about, Policy Horizons, newish report called Biodigital Today and Tomorrow. It's an Army. It's coming from our military. So if it's coming from our military and it's a worldwide thing, I would say it's everywhere.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. But if you read Biodigital Today and Tomorrow report, not the one I just put in there. I know I've given you this report before. But if you scroll down to the bottom, they bring up how it's military deal. That once again gets into the DARPA and stuff. I would say they're going to come very, very soon and make a tighter internet. I don't know if you're watching this Internet of Trust business, but
no.
The UNESCO, which is part of the UN, has come up with this Internet of Trust. If you put worldwide, I'd say when the central bank digital currencies get announced, every single person online is going to need a digital ID. They have this new internet. I would say that's good. They decided that in February. Horizon sort of get into that too. They start talking about mis and disinformation and rah-rah-rah. But at the same time you're doing that, I know the UNESCO started this Internet of Trust that's supposed to be implemented soon. And I would say they're going to remove everybody that doesn't have a digital ID system and doesn't agree with the central bank digital currencies. That's, yeah.
Do you think this is related to blockchain? And because I saw on your Facebook post something about a notice with blockchain.
I got a notice yesterday. Like, I did have a little bit of cash in crypto, which I don't feel anybody should be involved in because I think they're going to... I did leave a few dollars in there. I got a report. I got an email yesterday saying that new restrictions came in Canada and that I wouldn't be able to trade. So I haven't done any trading for Dubwab. I don't really trade. I only had it there. At one point, I thought it was a solution to this, but I figured it about a year ago. It certainly wasn't. But I got an email saying that new restrictions came in Canada and I wouldn't be able to trade. So I went immediately to my Coinbase account and tried to trade, and they wouldn't allow me. So it seems like I've been removed from, like, the cash. It says the amount of crypto or whatever I have there is still there, and they say it's safe, but they won't let me touch it. In my opinion, this is coming in really, really fast now, these central bank digital currencies. And like Policy Horizon say in that video, what is the biodigital convergence? Right at the beginning of the video, they say this new economy is going to be attached to our bodies through a CRISPR immunization. These are their own words.
Okay, well, we'll take a caller. We do have another caller. We'll take him after this break, okay? Marcus in Idaho, we'll take you after the break. So hold on.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I just want to say something. You know, all my stuff I sell is pretty much bulk, and I'm really not into capsules or pills. So, and I'm phasing out of microbiome labs. By the way, I'm gonna start working on my website and do a sale on what's remaining, because I'm finding my bulk products, you know, are really good even for leaky gut. You know, things like. You know, clay, and, you know, there's all these things that will help to counteract. Fulvic acid is supposed to be a good thing, and get that in liquid. But, you know, you have to be aware of the source. Find out the source. So everything should be bulk. So anyway, so we have Marcus in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for being patient. So you have a question
I'm still hearing the music.
Oh, you're still hearing the music?
I'm here, but I'm still hearing music. Hello?
Huh.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I fixed it. It's fixed now.
Okay.
Get everyone here. Hopefully the whole audience here. We have a new, brand new board after the crash on the 23rd. So they had to get a new board, and it's a learning curve. So we're doing all the best we can, and we're pretty happy that they're so resilient. RBN is awesome. It's worth supporting. So go ahead, Marcus.
Okay. I believe we are under a new world order right now. It is not coming. It is here. And it is under the form of BlackRock's Aladdin AI that has over $21 trillion in assets that is larger than the U.S. GDP. Why I believe that is it has the ability to go around the world and has 80% of the world's corporations under its ownership. Under ownership plan. So companies like Nestle, Walmart, Ford, the tractor corporations, the North Fork, Southern, just across the board. That the three companies are State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. But BlackRock owns the AI operation called Aladdin, which is determining what corporations will do, what they should do, and BlackRock CEOs are telling the board, if you do not follow along with our operations, we will remove you and put in somebody who will. So I think that COVID was also a plan part of that. It's a power structure and a money structure which they developed, and who cares how many little people die? That's not a problem. It's part of the creation of the AI, which has no human feelings, which is determining what is going to happen in our world. So that's why I say we are under a new world order at the present moment. And I think that also they say that we are under drought conditions with the Colorado River running dry and California running dry. I believe that the corporations like Nestle are draining these systems intentionally, and probably putting nanotechnology in the water so that they can create a system inside of the human biome, which can be steered by other factors than God and our own beings. So I think that what is happening now, we are under nefarious control, and it is only waiting for the Antichrist himself to step out of the shadows and take control over this whole system that is absolutely controlling everything except for the little people, which don't have much. that's what I think.
Well, No, your turn, James.
I would definitely say we're under a new world order. I would definitely agree that it's happening. I would agree that all the institutions you named there are definitely involved. I would go as far as to say that, like, if I just put that 3D printed magnetic liquid article from our government, I would say that's the AI for humanity. It is also, like I you say, known as graphene. As for the anti, like, if I don't know if you know what luciferase is.
Yes, I do.
But okay, they're saying, like, according of, I'll get the article right here, the NIH, now, I looked into that luciferase. It's definitely, they say it creates these immunobiosensors inside of us and that. I'm actually comparing that to the Antichrist.
It's possible. Yeah. I think they just named that because they want it to stick it in their face. Back in 2007, I was in California, in Northern California, and I was seeing these little worms outside of my place at night. They're about half an inch or a quarter of an inch, something like that, and they were crawling all over, but they would glow in the dark, and it was incredible. I would pick up one of those little worms, and I'd put a lighter to them, and the glow in the dark would go out. There would be nothing else ever, but there was hundreds and hundreds of them. And at the same time, that particular portion of Northern California, I had seen helicopters following each other, like right behind each other, like 50 feet behind each other, flying across the whole place. It was definitely, it was very close to the DARPA labs and the activities that were going on. So we've got experiments that are happening across the board, and you're never going to hear about them unless somebody like me finds out and discovers them, and then no one's going to listen to me because who am I?
Well, thank you for voicing that. I appreciate it. We do have other callers, so we're going to take Sherry in Kansas.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On John Moore's show Wednesday, he had Todd Callender on for an hour and a half, and he's the attorney that is representing some of these servicemen. I'm not sure if it includes the ones that took the shot and are injured, but it does include the ones that some that refused to take the shots, I believe. But what he actually has paperwork from, I believe it's originally from DARPA, and I believe he said it was at least 20 years old, where they're actually talking about super soldiers and calling them in the papers, talking about Borg. And anybody who, you know, watched Star Trek, it was like the second generation one, you know, that's what the, you know, the Borg would come and change them into machines. But it was incredible that he actually found that on the paperwork. And the other thing is, are any of you familiar with the work that Janet Phelan's done on these water systems in primarily cities? But they're like, they have dual pipes. Does anybody know anything about this? Ever heard her being interviewed on this? She wrote a book about it, I guess. I haven't read the book.
No. James, do you have any comment?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't read any book. Who's the author again, could you say?
Janet Phelan. Are you familiar with her at all?
I'm not.
I'm not. How about you, Angry? Have you ever heard her interviewed?
I haven't, no.
The book I have heard was she wrote about how they, her father was a Pulitzer Prize winner journalist, and he and his wife acquired quite an estate, and after he passed, and a few years after that they, and stinks it, Janet thinks her sister was in on it, but they basically robbed her mom through this elder stuff where they come in and appoint a conservatorship, and that's what book I have of hers is on. But she's a pretty good author, and actually Michael Herzog has had her on a few times. But she actually started seeing these blueprints. Somebody turned her onto this, where they were putting in dual water or putting in more pipes under the guise of redoing the water systems, and it was like instead of just one mainline pipe, it sounds like they were two pipes, like they were going to give certain people certain water, but it kind of sounds like it might be related to the delivery system on this. But I guess it's been going on a while anyway. That was my comment. So I look.
Well, somebody else. Yeah, Janet Phelan. I remember her exposing all that.
Her name is spelled, James, her name is spelled P-H.
P-H-E-L-A-N,
I think. So anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we have Caesar in New York.
Yeah, good evening. I just wanted to ask a simple question because the gentleman, he seems to be very well-versed in the paradigms. Do you think, because I was looking at Charles' coat of arms, and it's basically straight out of the book of Revelation, do you think there's a possibility that he might be the Antichrist because he's got the dragon on his coat of arms, he's got the unicorn, and then he's got that, whatever it is, a leopard, and a lion, and it's got the feet of a bear?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I'm not sure.
Thank you, Caesar.
Do you have any idea who this person might be?
No, we aren't familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, because I heard you mention the Antichrist, but that's why I asked you. I remember when he got coronated by his mother, he said his father put the crown on his head. So we know that there you are. Look, I mean, it seems to me that they're at war with God, and they want to defile his creation. I could be wrong.
Well, I would refer back to a communitarian dialectic where many religions are all set up. The 501c3 all become dictates from the UN, and we can call it a one-world religion because all religions have been infiltrated with this climate change narrative that lends to the carbon credit system that dovetails beautifully into the CBDC and the central digital currency that has been planned for quite a long time. And I think that the one thing that every person that you talk to, if you can engage them, is about the central digital currency, because it is all reflective of what James is sharing tonight. And that is the one thing that could actually change people's mentality. If you were able to have a one-on-one discussion, and James at barelybruisedbooks@yahoo.com, he has a flyer, and that is a starting point to begin this conversation. It's something that you can share with someone, because it will be impacting everyone around the world.
Well, some states have the, goldback? Is it called the goldback? Some states have. But yeah, Powell did say that once this is implemented, everything that you buy, they will know. And I guess it's going to have an expiration date. So he is correct about that, because I heard Powell, they don't sugarcoat it. They tell you what they're going to do, because I guess they know that the veil is thin on the other side, and maybe when Judgment Day comes, you know, they got to be like, hey, we told them so. I don't know. Like you said, you're speaking about the religions. I mean, is this stuff real? I don't know. At this point, it's crazy. Everything is crazy, and it's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
It's definitely not, but like I say, everybody seems to be very interested in the economy part. And I just provided, you look at one of the links I provided just now in the chat. It's called Canada Beyond 150 Reports Capital and Debt. If you open that, I will say it's from the Privy Council in Canada and Policy Horizons, the group I'm talking about. And they openly admit their ownership could be displaced or augmented by access to service. Social credit may become a more powerful instrument of socioeconomic inclusion. They also show people's cars being tracked. I would say that's going all over the world once this economy comes in. I'd also say that economy is coming in really, really quick now. My guess is that it was planned for 2025, but it's coming in a bit faster. I would say it's going to be both in the U.S. and Canada by the end of the year. If I think everything at this point forward is going to result in how we react when this economy comes in. We haven't reacted so well so far to what's happening, at least as a community. I also just put the Next Digital Economy link from Horizons. I would say everybody is going to be affected, no matter if they felt COVID was real or whether they took the shots. Everybody is going to be deeply affected when they hear about this central bank digital currency coming in. And if we could get the focus on that, I know nobody wants to lose their life savings, and I know nobody who has no money wants to be tracked by the government on a social credit system. If we could maybe concentrate on that when we start hearing about these central bank digital currencies, both the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada say that's coming in this year. If I Google CBDC in New York, it takes me to the Federal Reserve. It says they started a 12-week pilot. Like, you're seeing these banks crash in that. They started this 12-week pilot project, and I'll leave the link right now. They started this project back in November. Same time Bank of Canada started a CBDC project, and they say it's ready for 2023 for the public. When this happens, and I do feel that we should be talking about it before it happens, but if we were doing this in our communities, we might be able to wake more people up, and we might be able to concentrate on building something a lot nicer than these groups that want to control us regarding. Because I know I'm definitely going to be way in the negative social credit system. It's the same as the person who just commented here in the chat. And it doesn't even matter if you're way high in the credit system. Nobody wants to be in this as a social credit. They all have a family member who's going to be socially credit very low. If we could concentrate on this, we might be able to change things a lot brighter than what they have planned for us. But we can only do that as a community. Especially when they plan to use this digital currency to literally keep you in your 15-minute smart city. Like, they're going to cut this currency off as soon as you step outside of your carbon footprint. They're just going to shut you off.
Why is that? Why are they shutting you off?
Because these 15 carbon footprints, like, according to Policy Horizons, this currency is going to be involved in their smart city structures. And I would imagine, just by looking at that capital and debt report that has cameras going focused on cars, that you're only going to be able to leave so many times a year. Like, your carbon footprint, you're going to have to save up like your carbon credits to be able to even get out of the city if they let you out. I would say as soon as these smart cities come in and get fully implemented where there's an internet of bodies, that we might not even know if, like, they start getting into brain-machine interfaces and stuff at this point, and another science called mirroring. I don't even know if they'll let us out of our homes. Like, there's videos on from our government where people are in their homes, they're ordering stuff from their arm and in the air and stuff, and there's drones delivering it to their door. They also talk about how, I don't know if we'll even be allowed out of these 15-minute neighborhoods and stuff. They want everything within a 15-minute walking distance. There's a reason why they want it 15 minutes. Like, I pretty much get everything right now within my 15-minute walk. I don't drive. I don't care. It doesn't bother me if anybody going past there, and I do go past my 15 minutes. But obviously the government doesn't want us past those 15 minutes. That's going to affect everyone, especially if it's hooked up to a currency.
Okay, James, we actually are near the end of the show, so thank you, Caesar. Sorry we can't take any more callers. We get right now that what's important is for us to get with our cities, our counties, and educate them. You know, James McKillop actually has more trifolds. I have one of them, and he has more. You can email him at barelybruisedbooks@yahoo.com. And he does have a phone number. All of this is in the chat room. I'll put it in again. The chat room is immunizewisely.chatango.com. And so the phone number, if you can write this down, 613-981-7718. And you can also call me. But thank you so much. We're going to have you on again. This is obviously a hot topic. So, you know, thank you. Thank you, James.
I really appreciate this, Ingrid and Jenna. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah, send me the rest of your
pamphlets. Anyone can call me anytime.
Okay. Okay, God bless you and all for all you're doing. Really appreciate it.
Well, you too. God bless.
Good night.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.